政府关闭没有影响到的一个方面，就是当地小企业还在这里继续经营。扎拿波林是华盛顿附近马里兰州一间比萨店的店主。
We're doing a free cup of regular coffee for any government worker that's been affected by the shutdown.
他们向每一位受到影响的政府雇员送一杯免费咖啡，而对国会议员就收取双倍价钱。扎拿波林说，他听到政府关闭的消息以后，马上去到网上宣布赠送咖啡。到目前为止，去拿免费咖啡的人还挺多的。一位顾客说，
I'm getting a free coffee because I am a federal employee who is not allowed to go to work today.
这位顾客说，他得到一杯免费咖啡，因为他是联邦政府雇员，他今天不准上班。
On the one hand, it feels a little bit like I'm playing hooky. On the other hand, I'm a little nervous about not getting a full paycheck.
另外一位顾客又说，他一方面感觉好像是旷课，另外一方面又觉得有点紧张，因为怕拿不到全额工资。这些被迫不准上班的雇员最后能否拿到工资就很难说的，这种不确定性使到华盛顿袋鼠俱乐部的店主向政府雇员提供免费的饮品 screwdriver， 不过这些不是螺丝刀，而是一种混合酒精饮品的名称。这位店主说，
So we decided that if the government's screwing you, you might as well get a free screwdriver.
这位店主说，他们觉得既然政府亏待了这些人，这些人也应该遇到一些好事。
I came here because it seemed like a time to wallow in the furlough walls. So I came to have a drink special.
一位顾客说，他来到这里是因为现在似乎到了要吞关闭苦果的时候，所以来到这里喝一杯特别的东西。虽然是政府关闭的第一二日，大众的心情还不算差。不过啲人逐渐开始担忧啦。
In the back of my mind, I know that I have to budget. I have to figure out how much money I'm not going to be getting my next paycheck.
一位顾客话，佢知道佢必须节俭度日，谂一下下次出粮嘅时候，佢嘅薪水会减几多。
It's really going to hurt my rent check that is going to be late, very late.
另外一位顾客话，佢嘅房租肯定系有拖冇欠，会拖到好迟噶。在几个街区之外是华盛顿特区雷诺之店，这个店铺从上午11点开始实行将饮品买一送一。吉福德是店主，他说，
These people live in the neighborhood and they support us 365 days a year, so the one day or two days, hopefully it's not too long.
吉福德说，这些人都是街坊来的，他们一年到头每日照顾他们的生意，所以这两天他们手头有点紧，就给他们优待。但愿时间不会那么长，大家都应该守望相助的。虽然有了免费饮品，大家看来对国会缺乏领导作用还是很愤怒。
I think it's absolutely ridiculous. I mean, this Congress has maybe this is probably the most important job is to make sure that they actually keep their funding going. And
另外一位顾客说，他觉得很可笑，国会最重要的工作是确保政府拨款，但是他们并没有做到这一点。
It's extremely frustrating. It shouldn't have come to this.
又有人说，这些真是令人心烦，不应该走到这一步。
People that are in charge of funding the government, they're still getting paid through all this. So they're just playing ping pong and playing games with 800,000 jobs.
最后一位顾客说，负责为政府拨款的人，他们造成了这种局面，还在出粮。他们好像打乒乓球一样，将80万人的饭碗当儿戏。政府关闭才是刚刚开始，谁都不知道华盛顿下一步面临是什么局面。不过至少在这里生活的人都知道，他们会互相帮忙。以上是美国之音记者阿拉巴萨迪华盛顿报道。